this is your Polycast for Thursday, June 25th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Governor Dayton defends the Minnesota Sex Offender Program, and the Science Museum needs millions to fix its building. Governor Mark Dayton says he's willing to postpone a trade trip to Mexico to meet with a federal judge about the Minnesota Sex Offender Program. Judge Donovan Frank ruled last week that the program is unconstitutional, and he asked to meet with Dayton and legislative leaders in August to talk about possible fixes. Dayton says he wants to be at the meeting, but that the state will appeal Frank's ruling.
This is the whole policy that's been followed by the state of Minnesota now for decades. So to make what will be some very drastic changes in terms of the program, in terms of facilities, and in terms of costs is one that we don't take lightly, and I think it deserves an appellate review.
The sex offender program allows the state to hold people if officials believe they pose a significant threat to commit more offenses. The judge ruled the program indefinitely detains people without the safeguards of the criminal justice system. He said it is fundamental to our notions of a free society that we do not imprison citizens because we fear that they might commit a crime in the future. Still, the governor is defending the program. Here's a longer listen to some of what he had to say.
I'm not an expert in the subject, but I don't know that anybody can say with certainty somebody's completed treatment for being a sex offender and is now at no risk at all of reoffending if they're released. So you need to, you know, have very carefully established parameters because one mistake is one terribly too many. And so just be relying on probabilities. I've seen some of the internal reports prior to decisions about whether somebody should be moved to a lower security setting, and they're in probabilities that somebody will or will not reoffend in the next 5 years or the next 10 years. And, I mean, I don't think any parent in Minnesota wants to subject their daughter or their son, but to a probability. They want to make sure that their government is doing absolutely everything conceivably possible to make it 100% safe to walk in a park or to and from school or wherever else they go. And that's the problem with this, is nobody can guarantee the future. And the best guarantee we have is to have people secured and not an option to go out on their own or even with less supervision and run the odds of whether or not they're likely to reoffend. It's a very, very, very difficult problem. It's a problem in terms of the rights of individuals. It's just the judge has ruled upon and will continue to rule upon. But it's also a real problem in terms of the cost of accommodating those rights as they're determined by their constitutionality and making the changes necessary to meet that threshold of constitutionality and still provide for the safety and security of people and the general public.
That's Governor Mark Dayton talking to reporters yesterday. The Science Museum of Minnesota needs $26 million to repair and replace parts of its 15-year-old building. Museum officials say a design flaw has caused significant water damage to the building, and failing to fix it will make it worse. But as Tom Scheck reports, some are worried that the size of the request could force out other St. Paul projects from next year's bonding bill.
Science Museum officials are used to digging beneath the surface to discuss the Earth's mysteries, but over the past few years, the museum has grappled with an issue buried inside its own walls. Earlier this week, Science Museum Senior Vice President Mike Day climbed the metal stairs onto the roof of the Science Museum. From there, Day points to the metal sheets that wrap around the museum's Omni-Theater.
If you stand here on the roof of the Science Museum looking up at this giant wall with metal panels that surrounds the Omni-Theater, and you don't see anything. But as soon as you take those metal panels off, and then take the tar paper off, you see that the sheathing behind it has started to crumble.
Day says water is infiltrating the exterior of the building due to a design flaw. He says it's safe for visitors, but it will take $26 million to fix a building that was built in 1999 at a cost of $99 million.
There's an urgency to it. We don't want that urgency to at some point turn into an emergency, which could certainly happen if you let this go for too many years.
Day said people at the museum noticed some minor problems with the building after it first opened, but he says they were assured by the contractors that the problems were fixed. In 2012, the museum decided to hire an engineer to determine whether it was a bigger issue. it was. And in 2014, the Science Museum filed a lawsuit against the contractors and a company called AECOM, which acquired the architecture firm that designed the museum. But the case went nowhere. In April, a judge dismissed it because it was filed too long after the building opened. Now, the Science Museum wants the state to put up half of the $26 million to fix the building. DFL Representative Alice Hausman of St. Paul says the funding is needed because the Science Museum is important to the state's education system.
We're teaching kids about science, and science, technology, engineering, math. I mean, there's a huge understanding about the importance of educating our young people, and they don't just learn in books.
But the Science Museum request is competing with a long list of other St. Paul projects. Tanya Tennyson, spokeswoman for St. Paul Mayor Chris Coleman, says the reconstruction of the Kellogg Bridge, a learning center on the Mississippi River, a renovation of the Como Zoo's seal exhibit, and a teepee center at the Bruce Vento Nature Sanctuary continue to be their top priorities for state funding.
So we are continuing, you know, those as our top priorities for this next legislative session, the top one being the Kellogg Avenue 3rd Street Bridge. And so, you know, but that said, we absolutely support the Science Museum as we do a series of other projects.
Republican Representative Paul Torkelson of Hanska says he's willing to consider the project in next year's bonding bill, but he isn't making any promises. Torkelson chairs the House Capital Investment Committee. The state spent $30 million in 1996 to help build the museum, and Torkelson says he's dismayed as to why the building has problems just 15 years after it opened.
Somebody dropped the ball somewhere along the line. I realize they may maybe no way to get compensation from those that did, but a building of that size and expense should hold up better in Minnesota's climate than this building has held up.
DFL Representative John Lesh of St. Paul said he thinks AECOM should pay to fix the building that it designed. If not, Lesh says the state should rethink hiring AECOM for future projects.
Our constituents expect that they're going to be responsible about who we pick for responsible contractors.
AECOM has done other design and engineering work in Minnesota, including the Central Corridor Transit Line between St. Paul and Minneapolis and the proposed Southwest Light Rail Line between Eden Prairie and Minneapolis. An official for AECOM declined an interview request, but issued a statement saying the company is pleased with the judge's decision to dismiss the case filed by the Science Museum. Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Thursday, the 25th of June, just 6 months until Christmas. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.